What about markers, some of the markers that we've talked about before, including EGFR mutations and this agent?
Well, this agent certainly in a patient who has an EGFR mutation is going to be more active. In fact, you would think that those might be a perfect population to test this drug in because it is a rather weak EGFR inhibitor. So, you know, it certainly would have activity there as well.
But for example, the study that you were a part of, did you look at that?
We didn't, but we are collecting tissue in the phase 3. And we will look at EGFR mutations. Certainly, you'd want to look at RAS. Bob Kerbel and his colleagues showed more than a decade ago that when you have a mutation in RAS, that actually acts as a transcriptional factor for VEGF. So you actually have increased VEGF levels. So it makes a lot of sense that in someone who's RAS mutant, the very patient who's not going to be very responsive to erlotinib or gefitinib, they might benefit from dual inhibition with EGFR and VEGFR. So that's something that we might get out of this trial.
That's interesting. I'm not sure I remember seeing RAS and BEV in colon cancer.
Yeah, I don't know if that's been looked at or not, but it certainly should be.
Has it been looked at in lung cancer?
We're starting to do that in some of our biomarker-based trials to look at RAS in some of the patients who are getting the VEGF inhibitors.